It's television's big night tonight. The Emmy Awards will be given out in Los Angeles. And among the nominees are perennials like 30 Rock and The Daily Show. But there are some new players, too, like PBS's Downton Abbey, led by the great Dame Maggie Smith.
Would someone please tell me what is going on? Or have we all stepped through the looking glass?
Your grandmother has as much right to know as anybody else.
Why don't I find that reassuring?
We're joined by NPR's Linda Holm. She runs the pop culture blog, Monkey See. Linda, welcome.
Thank you so much.
Now, what is the big story with the Emmys tonight? What are the big shows?
I think one of the big stories is that the Outstanding Drama Series category, which has been tilting more and more toward cable, is entirely cable and PBS this year. PBS had Downton Abbey. There are then some cable shows, nothing from commercial broadcast television at all among the drama series nominees, which is a blow for them.
So does this mean that TV is finished, over, broadcast TV gone?
I don't think so. Broadcast TV is still pretty strong in comedy, and broadcast TV is still strong in reality. But they have definitely seen some big losses in drama, whereas they used to be dominated by network shows, the big NBC shows, the ER and Hill Street Blues and things like that, that whole era. But The Good Wife, which would have been the broadcast show maybe most likely to get in this year, did not get in this year.
What does this big shift mean for content, do you think? Does it mean that the broadcast networks will have to work harder and catch up?
I think what they're trying to do right now is find a different space for themselves, because a lot of the cable prestige television has a certain niche that it fits into. You get a lot of shows that are centered around sort of middle-aged male antiheroes. And I think one of the things the broadcast networks are trying to do, they've got shows like The Good Wife and Parenthood. That's where some of their more well-respected stuff is. So I think they're trying to find another place where maybe there's a little more focus on shows that are about women. There's a little more focus on shows that have perhaps a family focus, something like that.
Relationships. What do you think about commercial breaks? I mean, speaking personally and for myself, I like watching shows that are not sliced into itty-bitty little pieces.
That's always going to be a big challenge for broadcast networks. As long as they are paying for their content with commercial breaks, they're competing with people who aren't. Now, obviously, some of the basic cable networks also show commercials, AMC, which has Mad Men and Breaking Bad. But certainly the networks like HBO and Showtime, you know, have the benefit of having no commercial breaks. And I think it definitely allows you to do different things structurally with episodes. And TV writers will tell you it's different to write an episode when you're not having to write to act breaks that lead into commercials.
Speaking of slicing and dicing, it's interesting to consider the kinds of cable shows that do get a lot of attention. As you said, anti-heroes. But that's kind of a subtle way of putting it. I mean, there's blood all over the floor in these programs.
There really is. And some of them are fairly well known for it. Game of Thrones and Breaking Bad and shows like that, Boardwalk Empire. But even on a show like Mad Men, even Mad Men has a history of running over a foot with a lawnmower. You know, it is a very bloody atmosphere when you're trying to find the really high-end shows. If your taste is not for gore, you're a little challenged in kind of navigating that landscape if it doesn't happen to be your taste.
Are you telling me that the notion that the family would gather around the television set and watch something together, that is also gone? I mean, what do you watch with kids?
You know, it is a little challenging. I think as television has gotten a little more hospitable to adult shows, good shows for adults, it's gotten a little tougher to find things that are good for families. In fact, I think that's one of the things that has driven the popularity of things like American Idol and The Voice, is even though shows like that may be very silly, people feel like that's something you can watch with your kids. That's something your family can all watch. So I think family viewing in some ways has run more toward variety shows and things like that, where people feel a little bit better about sharing the content with kids.
Linda Holmes will be live blogging the Emmys tonight at npr.org. Thank you.
Thank you.